How far could you go in rooting out the prospect's pain? Here's a story from a Sandler trainer.
I had a client who, after many exposures to Sandler training and especially many repetitions in the pain concept, finally started believing in this pain technique. Once he had the conviction, he became a pain animal. His production increased 200% in a 3-month period. Then one day he told me how he left a prospect's office, order in hand. He was so proud of this particular sale, so I asked him why. He told me that finally, after 90 minutes, he had cracked through the defense wall this prospect had put up. He felt that any clinical psychologist would have been pleased at how he had stripped away the prospect's problem, layer after layer, from intellectual interest to bare bones hurt. Then he told me that when he got back to his office, there was a telephone message waiting for him which, in essence, said, "Cancel the order and no sense getting back to me." He discovered that, in fact, he had done such a good job at uncovering the prospect's pain, he had stripped the prospect right off the table, or, to be more specific, right off the couch. We're not in the business of, nor are we trained to, and certainly most of us are not qualified to go after the pain the same way a trained psychologist would. But our prospect does deserve a little more than a sales call which arouses curiosity.
The pain concept was certainly never developed in order for you to play low-budget psychologist. If you believe in your expertise, I believe your responsibility is to match your product or service against your prospect's pain. The traditionally trained salesperson presents his service or product in the same way every time, the notorious planned presentation approach, playing the numbers game, running from prospect to prospect, trying to force a fit. The focus is on the salesperson's service or product, not where it should be, on the prospect. As a Sandler-trained professional salesperson, your focus is on the prospect and how you can allow your product or your expertise to gently unfold as the prospect discovers the fit. Can you picture that? The traditionally trained salesperson pushes and pulls the prospect, and at Sandler, we lay back. The traditionally trained salesperson tries to take control, while we work at getting the prospect to feel like he is in control. The traditionally trained salesperson must close, and we let the prospect close himself. The traditionally trained salesperson works hard, while we relax. The traditionally trained salesperson feels pressure throughout the interview, while we have patience. And when successful, the traditionally trained salesperson hopes the prospect doesn't catch him or his techniques. While at Sandler, we can be comfortable knowing we stayed out of our own way and permitted the prospect to chart his own course within the submarine compartments.